وآل محمد عمر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It was a great blessing, brothers and sisters, that we have finished several surahs in tafsir, in exegesis, in explanation. Among them is Surah Al-Qadr, among them is Surah Al-Hamd, Al-Fatiha, among them is Surah Yusuf. These are the ones that are being broadcasted on the internet, inshallah ta'ala. And now with Allah's help, with Allah's assistance, we will begin Surah Al-Baqarah. Truly, it is one of the great treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us to let a living miracle be between us. That living miracle is the Holy Quran. What do I mean by a living miracle? Our Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his progeny, Rasulullah, he came and he performed many miracles. But these miracles are not mu'jiza bi-dhat, not mu'jiza by itself. For instance, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he made a tree to come toward him. Now, if you and I stand, for instance, for hours telling a tree to come toward you, the tree will not move. The tree will not budge. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi performed this miracle. He told a tree to come, and the tree listened to the command of Rasulullah and obeyed and started walking toward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. That's a miracle. But today, we can say, where is that miracle? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi raised the dead. Where is that person? Where is that miracle? Even Moses, Musa, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny and him, he performed many miracles. But today, if you read the history, you will see it is in the books. It is written that Musa, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had performed the following miracles. For instance, he turned water into blood, completely two different liquids. One is alive, one is the source of living, but it is jamid, it is a matter. The other one is cells. Blood is cells, is living. It's a miracle, and the rest of the miracles. The cane, for instance, that a piece of a tree turned into a snake. It is a miracle, but where is it? However, the Quran, the Holy Quran, the one that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had brought, is a living miracle that by itself is a miracle. This miracle is still between our hands. This miracle that is called the Holy Quran, Al-Wahyul Ilahi, the great revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought, the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken. Unlike, for instance, the Torah, unlike the Evangel,
unlike the suhuf was brought by Ibrahim, suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Musa, Ibrahim, Jesus, Isa, may Allah's blessings be upon them all, was a revelation. And these great prophets, they came and they expressed that revelation with their own eloquent words. But was it al-wahyu al-ilahi, such as the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought? No. This, the Holy Quran, is the revelation. What is this book? What is the concentration of this book? Now, we are sitting in this library. If you look at every book, you see it has a title, a certain title. There is a book that, for instance, from the title, you know that this book is for chemistry, it said chemistry on it. You know that in this book, there are a lot of formulas and the reactions of the science called chemistry. There is another book that it said physics on. There is another book, probably it said grammar on it. An-Nahw, the Arabic grammar. There is another book that is called Al-Mantiq, Logic, and so forth. We have hundreds of subjects in which each book is specialized in. What is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's specialized. What is the book of Allah is explained. Now, inshaAllah, we will begin. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We seek refuge to the mighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil, in the name of Allah, the compassionate and the merciful. These two sentences we have explained in previous sessions. So if somebody would like to understand more the greatness of these two, please refer to the internet and you will see them there. So I would do not want to go back and repeat, because Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim by itself needs many 1 hour sessions for explanations. So we will go into Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah begins with Alif, Lam, Mim, three letters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with three letters. Alif, the A, Lam, the L, Lam, and Mim, the M. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started telling us what is the purpose of this Holy Quran. As we have explained, if you see the books are specialized in certain subjects, such as, for instance, there is a book that is specialized in the eloquence, al-balagha. That's a book by itself. There is another book specialized in the benefits of the herbs. There is another book that's specialized in physiology, biology, botany. Again, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the purpose, what is the purpose of this holy book? This book is the unique wahy, revelation of Allah, that it is the guidance to the human being to be one of the greatest in his field. The book of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that book. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى. So it is the book of guidance. For whom? For al-muttaqin, for the pious. So inshallah, as we have started, and now we understand that this book is not a chemistry book, although it may have some of the chemistry talks in it. This book is not a cosmos book, although it has some of the cosmos issues in it, but this book is the book of guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about everything that a human being needs in order to reach. To reach what? What is the aim? What is the goal? When you read the Holy Quran and you apply the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put in it, what you will be. If you read the Holy Quran and if you apply the Holy Quran to your life, you do exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you in that guidance, you reach a degree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, Abdi ati'ni, my servant, listen to me, obey me, aj'aluka, I will make you mithli or mathali, aqulu lishay'i kun fayakun, taqulu lishay'i kun fayakun. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, if you would like to be truly the one that every molecule in this universe listen to you, every cell in this world obey your command as they obey my command, be obedient to me. Listen to my commands, I will make you that way. This is a beautiful sentence. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, He is saying, I will make you ulil amr. What is the meaning of ulil amr? Means I will make you the commander of the commands. Ulil amr. The one that when you command something, they will listen to you. Just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He points at the moon. The moon will listen and split into two. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When they tell him, we need gold. In a hadith, it said when Salman al-Farisi said that my master needs gold, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring me her pots. They brought her pots. Rasulullah picked up a few stones. As soon as Rasulullah picked up these stones, they turned into gold and silver as she wished. And he put them in the pot. Now, what is that? Now, chemically speaking, those who are specialized in chemistry, they know how can molecules change to the molecules of gold, to the noble molecules of gold or silver. To Rasulullah, when all the molecules are in his command, this is what happened. You will be the same. It is a guidance. For whom? For al-muttaqi. Let's begin, inshallah, with Allah's assistance. Alif, lam, meem. What is alif, lam, meem means? We have about 20 different meanings for these letters. The Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, is really a beautiful book. If somebody would read the Holy Quran, he would realize that many surahs, you can categorize them. You can put them in one group. For instance, there are a group of surahs that they begin with Qul. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل أعوذ برب الناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. And so forth. We have five. Why this category? These five surahs, they are for protection. We have other surahs, they begin with yusabbih. We have other surahs categorized, you can categorize them, they begin with sabbaha. These surahs are very important. These surahs, they have a purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categorized them. And we have several surahs that begin with alif lam meen. Surah Al-Baqarah is one of them. Now, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us? The closest of the alif lam meen meaning is this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have brought to you a book. This book is called the Holy Quran. This book is a miracle by itself. Mu'jiza bidhat. It is by itself is a miracle. It is a book that challenges the whole world except Allah. It challenges. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you would like to bring a verse from the Holy Quran, if you don't believe that this is the Holy Quran, that is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think that there is a doubt that you have in this Holy Quran, just bring one surah. We have surahs as much as three different ayahs. Surah Al-Kawthar, for instance. And many other surahs, three ayahs, and so forth. Bring one of these. And let me tell you, it has been 1,000, almost 450 years. If it was possible, the Arabs of Mecca and Medina, if they really could, the ones that their instinct was the Arabic language. If it was possible, the ones that they hated Islam and they wanted to find anything in order to fight with Islam, they would have done it. Today is way too far from that time. Find a mistake. Find a better eloquence. This Quran is extremely a calculated book. Their letters are calculated. Their words are calculated. And as I said, one of them is Alif Lam Mim. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, He said, listen, I am using the same letters as you're using. Alif Lam Mim. What is Alif Lam Mim? It is your letters. Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, Kha. You use the same letters, I use the same letters, and at the end I bring a miracle down, then you can do whatever that you need for guidance, including performing miracles, and I'm using your letters, the Alif, Lam, Mim. Dalika al-Kitab. Of course we have other meanings. Other meanings is these are secrets between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul. His seal of the prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such as, if we discuss, if we talk, maybe about 100 years ago, if you would have said to someone, I would like to go to U.S., people will laugh at you. What is U.S.? But today, if you explain, say, where are you going? Where are you taking your trip to? And he said, I'm going to U.S. That's United States. Everybody will understand you, right? Today, the chemists, you will see, they talk to each other. The physicians, they talk to each other. And that secret code. What do you want? I want sodium chloride, for instance, you know, and the secrets for it. I want H2O, for instance, which is water, you know, the normal water. You tell a little kid H2O, he will not understand. But when you become a little older, everybody will understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to his Rasulullah, and he is telling him, Alif Lam Mim. It has many other meanings, but we began with Alif Lam Mim. Now, what is afterwards? Alif Lam Mim. These are the letters that I used to make the Holy Quran with. Thalika al-kitab. What is the meaning of thalika in Arabic? Thalika in Arabic means that. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means this Holy Quran. Why this Holy Quran has been referred to as thalika? Because although it is this Quran, although it is between your hands, although you can carry it and read it, you can put it in your pocket and pull out this living miracle with you, no matter where you go, yet it is so deep that it is far away. The principles of this book is so deep that you cannot reach that easily. La yamassahu illa al-mutahharun. The deeper you get in spirituality, in cleanliness, in tahara, the deeper you get into the Holy Quran. After all, this is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Matter of fact, in the hadith, it said, الثِّقْلُ الْأَعْظَمُ. What is الثِّقْلُ الْأَعْظَمُ? Means the heaviest weight. In other words, some they say that the Holy Quran is even heavier than Ahlul Bayt. The teachers of the Holy Quran. Ya subhanAllah, this is a very deep book. How can we understand the Holy Quran? When we read the Holy Quran, in order to understand the Holy Quran, number one, you have to be in full control of the Arabic language. Then, you have to be knowledgeable enough that when you read the Holy Quran, there are four, I'll give you about four issues down here. If you would like to understand the Holy Quran, first you got to know the Arabic. Second, for every word, you have to give all of the possibilities of that word in meaning and in term. Otherwise, you will concentrate on one small circle, on one dimension, where it could have many other dimensions. For instance, if we would like to say, fi adna al-arb, what does adna al-arb mean? You know, here you got to sit down and say the word Dani, does it mean the lowest? Dani means the closest. Dani means the worst. You know, you got to sit down and look at all of these dimensions. Otherwise, you will have a very tunnel vision in the meanings of the Holy Quran. Second, you have to look at the Holy Quran as its full meaning, or you will not understand. Third, you have to look at the term of the Holy Quran from the Holy Quran. When the Quran is saying zakat, when the Quran is saying knowledge, ilm, what kind of ilm is talking about? I have to find the definition of that ilm from the Holy Quran. Otherwise, I get confused because I will be discussing ilm from my perspective. No. We have to understand the tafsir of the Holy Quran from the Holy Quran. And fourth, we have to take the tafsir from the teachers of the Holy Quran. Who are the teachers of the Holy Quran? The one that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said at Ghadir al-Khum. He said, I am leaving among you two things. We are the inheritance. Rasulullah gave us two things before his departure, before his death. He said, I am giving you two things. The Holy Quran and their teachers. Who are their teachers? Who are those knowledgeable? وَأَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَةِ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ. Therefore, if we would like to understand the Holy Quran, we have to look at them from this perspective. So, as the Holy Quran is in between our hands, it is ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. It seems like it is out of reach. Out of reach in the meanings, but yet in our hands as the Holy Quran. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying al-kitab. It is not in Arabic when al has been put the, that means ma'rifah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying al-kitab means the book. When you say the book, it is the Holy Quran. If you say a book, kitab, ذَلِكَ كِتَابٌ, okay, it's a book, any book. All of these books that you see in this library is a book. But al-kitab is the Holy Quran. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب. Okay, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to this book? لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt. SubhanAllah. Read the Holy Quran from the beginning to the end, from cover to cover. There is no doubt. Be a man. Be knowledgeable. Go devote all of your life. Not you, but go and bring the highest in IQ in the world. Teach them the most eloquent Arabic and put the Holy Quran in their hands and say, find me somewhere that is doubtful. Find me somewhere that there is a little contradiction. Find me somewhere that you may bring something better. A writing that is better than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought. لا ريب فيه. Okay. There is no doubt in this book. This book, although it is right between our hands, it is far away in principles. It is so deep. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this book? Why He gave us such a book? Huda. What is the meaning of Huda? Guidance. Now I know, brothers, time is passing. Guidance is the juice of this universe. Huda al-hidayah. Huda is the path. Huda is the secret of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this universe so we can be guided toward Him. مَنْ نَكَرْدَمْ خَالِقْ تَوْسُودِي كُنَمْ. I did not create this world so I can benefit. I created this world so I can benefit you. But how can I benefit you? Huda. Now, huda for whom? For anyone? It is not for anyone. I have to enter a category. Let me kind of give you a quick example. First, if you would like to be an engineer, how can you become an engineer? The first step is to be admitted in a university, right? Once you are admitted in the university, then you have to work hard in order to graduate after 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, you know, that you work hard in the studies. You would like to be أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Now there's a big difference between مُهْتَدُونَ. مُهْتَدُونَ are graduated. هُدًى is a guidance. But the first step, what is the first step? The first step is to be pious. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Now what is المتقين؟ Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength, give us the blessings to continue to see what is this school of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He wants us to be admitted. He wants us to be here. And that is Al-Muttaqi. Ya Allah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we will be closer to His words. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we will understand His word better. We will be among the ones who study and teach the Holy Quran. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.